Well, hey guys, this is for Shahuda Chandler out of Houston, Texas, and I like to say that I'm an eclectic amalgamation of many seemingly paradoxical things. What? It's Friday, and I'm super excited to talk about changes. Changes are good, changes are productive, and changes help you realize that we are not perfect. Now, this change should be in the best interest of everyone in the mentorship. So what we're going to do is I'm going to start sending out a Friday preliminary agenda. And so since this Friday, so should you get one on Monday, this will serve as week 35's new assignments to do. And week 36 will come on Monday, but you're going to get an intro to it on Friday. Now, I toyed with this about a few weeks ago, and some people were like, "When, you know, weekends are busy for me. It's my family time with my friends, you know, children, family, things like that." But at the same time, this is our first year of the mentorship, and if I don't really explore all the options, I don't know if I've perfected it for every entrepreneur or business owner, because sometimes the weekend, even for adults that are going back to school, sometimes their weekends are the only time that they can take classes. So you can have a good test subject is when you kind of explore all your options. And so this week, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to send out this Friday agenda for week 35. And I'm also going to send out another agenda on Monday, which is week 36. And I'm going to continue to kind of do that where you get two emails and it will almost feel like you're getting an intro to the next week a little bit ahead of time. And then at the beginning of the week, you're getting your assignments for what you've previewed, you know, over the weekend. So if the weekends are bad for you, you just kind of combine those two emails together and you'll be able to keep up kind of kindly. It's actually more or less like a bonus. It's like if you have a little bit more free time on the weekend and you would like to just kind of look over it, get ahead, or just kind of see in which direction we're going in next week, and that's good for you because that's your downtime. Well, this is going to really help you, and I hope and pray that it helps more than just the people that have suggested it. So let's just jump into this week. We're going to take a look at Speaker Pipe. So Speaker Pipe is new at Friday. It's what, you know, it's a tool for this week. Go ahead and download it. It has a WordPress plugin, but you probably have seen this on a few websites. If you've been on a lot of coaching or consulting websites, a lot of times they allow you to leave like a voice message. And if you wondered how they were doing it, this is just one way and one application in which you can do it. So if you have a website or you'd like to get verbal or audio feedback from your audience or the people that are visiting your site, this may be of great interest to you. I'd like for you to tell me some ways that you think SpeakerPipe could benefit your particular business. This is great brainstorming so that we could see in what creative ways could someone leaving an audio message for you on your site create greater engagement, awareness, and interaction exposure with your business, brand, and or product or service. So let me know in the Facebook jail how you think SpeakerPipe would benefit your particular business. So remember to answer that more personal than general, because I'd like to know how you see it blending with your particular product, brand, business, and or service. Okay. So you don't have to use the WordPress plugin to do it. There are multiple ways that you can use it, but since we all are using WordPress, then it's great that it does have the WordPress plugin. So I would like for you to use that integration when you're demoing it out, and definitely in the conversational part of it, go ahead and let me know how you think that this would benefit your brand. Okay. The next thing is next week, we're going to start video editing. Yay! It's one of the most just common asked questions, like how do you create video, better video for web? What I'm going to do is I'm introducing the app that we're going to use, and it seems like we're putting the cart before the horse, because next week we're going to learn some video editing techniques, some basics to get out of the way as far as like lighting, video, how you should sound, how you should look, where you should do it. We're going to do all of that next week, but I wanted to go ahead and get you familiar with the actual application that we're going to use. And of course,
It's a really cool, savvy application that I have been using for a few years now. Tested it out when they were back in beta, and they have just really grown to really give you some, to just give the business owner, entrepreneur, or even just the hobbyist some great basic video editing tools that could really allow your video to kind of stand out a little bit more. So, of course, we know that we talked about this at the beginning of the mentorship, like tools and things like that, that would help perfect the actual footage that you're doing. But after it, this is called post-production. So video editing is more like post-production. It's what you do after you have the footage. And so I'm going to go ahead and make you aware of the video app that we're going to be using to do video editing ahead of time. So just in your spare time, you can, you know, get a chance to download it, look at the tools, play with it a little bit in your spare time. And then next week, we're going to actually talk about, you know, what all makes great videos for businesses. So go ahead and download that video editing for our video editing app for your mobile device or on your desktop. It's in the cloud, so it syncs wirelessly or, you know, over the web with what you do on your application, on your mobile app or your tablet, your phone, with what you're doing on your PC or your MacBook or in your Chrome browser. So it just makes it the perfect video editing app. And this is why I chose it. Of course, there are a whole lot of video editors out there. The reason why I chose this one is because it's cross-platform. So, you know, a lot of us have different devices, Android, Mac, Apple, things like that. So this is cross-platform, which makes it absolutely perfect for teaching purposes. So it's video creation for everyone. Want you to go ahead and download it. Want you to go ahead and create an account, because that account, of course, allows you to sync what you're doing across all your platforms. So you could be working on something from your mobile device and save it. And then if you got home to your PC, you could go ahead and take a look at it and then kind of touch it up from your PC, your MacBook, or anywhere else that you are. And because it's in the cloud, you don't have to have it downloaded to your actual desktop computer, laptop, PC, or whatnot. If you went to the library and was using a public computer, you could sign into your WeVideo account and still have access to what you've started working on your project. So that is absolutely cool. It's an on-the-go app. I've included all of the web links for, you know, the Android download, the Apple download, the Chrome browser download. And of course, you can go to the site itself and get all of that information. So do your homework. I want you to listen to this podcast at least twice, because I know I talk 150 miles an hour. I want you to take notes while you're listening, if that's even possible. But while you're taking notes, I want you to share those notes in the social media jail group, because that sharing is caring. Someone's going to catch something that someone else didn't. And so you can get to pull out the highlighted points of what we're going to do. Post your notes in the social media jail group on Facebook. Test out SpeakPipe. Tell me about it on social media jail. I'm going to start a thread so that you can answer it there. Answer questions in the social media jail regarding that app. I'm going to ask a few questions, mainly some of the questions I just asked right now. How do you see it, you know, creating exposure or engagement for your particular brand, product, or service? And once you do that, go ahead and let me know what you feel about getting this, you know, getting access to this information a little bit early on a Friday. SpeakPipe is for this particular week. It's coming to you late because it was a short week and I wanted to do video editing, but I wanted to have a full week to kind of go through all the different things. So I just had to rearrange it a little bit, but change is good. And it has been an entrepreneur. I've often talked about catching a ball and running with it. And so I hope you guys catch this ball and run with it. No pressure, just praise, and just want you to keep calm and enjoy your weekend. Do it, but do it big. This is Portia. Take care.